actually got the idea a couple years ago when I was watching a TED Talk, and they were talking about Code for America and the Adopt a Hydrant program that one of the cities has, maybe Boston, and then Adopt a Tsunami Siren, which we clearly don't have in Burlington. So I got the idea, and I sort of pitched it to the city. At that point, the city attorneys were a little bit hesitant because of the potential liability. So it went a little bit on the back burner, and fast forward a couple of years, and we had some city hall interns who were looking for a project. And I said, it would be great if you could go out and look at what other cities are doing and kind of beg, borrow, and steal everything you could so that I could make my case again. And so that happened. We took a lot from the city of Oakland, California, who has a fully developed Adopt a Drain as well as Adopt a Site program. They also gave us their code so that we use that in-house to develop our own Adopt a Drain tool.
And that's a web tool you're talking about so that people can,
yep,
can actually, I'm going to use the word I hate, but interface with the city about what's happening with their drain.
Right. So we have a map of all of the drains in the city, some of which are public and some of which are private. The public ones are available for adoption. And people, after they can sign a liability form and also read some of our terms and conditions to keep them safe while they're in the street, they can adopt as many drains as they want and they can name them. And we have some really awesome names that I pulled from the site, which indicates that people are really having a lot of fun with this, which is part of the game. We want people to help us take care of our infrastructure, but we also want them to have some fun while they're doing it.
And what are people naming their drains?
A couple of my favorite names. One of them is Drain for Life, King of Drains, The Drain on Fire, which is a shout out to Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
There's some that just have people names like Shelley or Johnny Lipkin. There's the Plain Drain. There's the Great Escape, spelled G-R-A-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can tell that some people are naming them more appropriately as to where they are or maybe what they're doing when they're checking on it. One of them is called Woodlawn-Gus Walk. Presumably somebody is going for a walk, maybe a dog, and they're checking on the drain at the same time. So it's just kind of great to get little glimpses into people's lives and routines.
Can you explain what it actually means to have adopted a drain, to be a drain defender? What are people supposed to be doing?
So their main function is to check on the top of the grate and make sure that it's not clogged with litter, leaves, and other things, because that will prevent the street from draining. So sometimes flooding in Burlington is caused by the size of our pipes and not having enough capacity. But in a lot of cases, it's just because the water can't get to the system below. And so by just making sure that that inlet, the top of the grate, is clear, that really helps keep things flowing. Additionally, we want people to kind of get to know their drain and watch out for it. Not everybody in the city, but there are some bad actors who will pour paint or other materials down the drain, and that can get to our waterways. So you're kind of a defender of the top of the grate, but you're also keeping a watchful eye out to make sure that nothing bad that doesn't belong in our waterways is going into the drain.
And then if there's a problem, you tell the city. You don't have to fix it yourself.
Correct. You should never go inside the drain or reach into the drain. You should only be clearing off the top of the drain and then giving us a call if there's an issue. Same thing goes. As you get to know your drain and you know you've cleared off the top and maybe it's not draining, that indicates to us that there's something wrong below the subsurface. And that would be something you'd want to call DPW customer service about so we could get out the cameras and investigate what's going on.
How many drain defenders do you have so far?
So far, we have about 43 adopters who have adopted 62 drains. So far, Frank Swayze and Hal of Penguin Company have the most drains, four each.
So there are more drains up for adoption.
Oh, there's plenty. We have over 2,000 drains. So you can go to the map and see the little, I think, red dots mean that it's been adopted. And there's still plenty of drains to adopt. So everybody can get a piece of the action.
Well, one of the drain defenders who has adopted a drain is Ella Lipkin, and she's also with us. Hi, Ella. Nice to talk with you.
Hi.
And you're 9 years old?
Yeah.
So what made you want to adopt a drain?
Well, it's sort of fun how they say it, like adopt a drain, and you can like name it and take care of it. And also I want to help to prevent the flooding and stuff.
How did you hear about it?
Newspaper.
Oh, really? Were you reading it or did your parents say, hey, Ella?
No, my dad read it and he told me.
So when you hear Megan talk about some of the things that you have to do, like clean leaves off the grate or make sure that there's not snow covering it, are you going to be really willing to do that on a snow day when you can stay in your pajamas and you look outside and realize, uh-oh, my drain needs some work?
Well, it's actually really fun because, like, me and my dad, we get like a – well, today we just started. We got a cooler and we just took all the leaves and put it in the cooler. And so that was sort of fun to, like, wheel it around. But before that, we had been using a sand bucket and just putting the leaves in there or the trash or whatever.
So you think you're going to be willing to do this in all kinds of weather all year round?
Yeah, it's really fun.
And what is your drain's name?
Well, we have Johnny Lipkin, Magley, and Super Drain.
So you've got three drains so far.
Yeah.
And are they all near where you live?
Yeah.
Can you see them from your house, or do you have to actually go and check them out?
We can see most of them. Well, they're like, if you go out in the driveway, the three that we have adopted are like just down the road. But there's actually one that's on that you can't see. It's like on the next road, but it's like right there. So, yeah.
So Megan mentioned that there are more than 2,000 drains in the city. How many do you think you could adopt?
I don't know.
I see perhaps a little bit frightened face from your dad, Steve, who's also with us. Steve, how many drains are you willing to adopt?
Well, we're trying to entice her brother into adopting a few more. So I think we're good for at least 5 or 6.
Wow.
Wow.
So why? Why is this something that you want your family to be a part of? I mean, it sounds like just free labor for the Department of Public Works.
Well, exactly. No, it seems like a easy, fun way to kind of give back to the city and to be involved with contributing to the betterment of the city, to the infrastructure. And it's something that Ella's really enjoyed doing. And the website's terrific. It's neat to see all the available drains and the ones that have been taken and to kind of follow along with that. And it's just, so far, it's been a lot of fun for our family.
And you're willing to help Ella get her boots on in the middle of winter?
I will get her boots on and open the door for her anytime.
Now, Johnny Lipkin, one of the drain's names. Who's Johnny? Why is that named Johnny Lipkin?
Well, I'll let Ella answer that.
Well, I don't know. Since our last name is Lipkin, and Johnny Lipkin just sounds good.
So it's like the drain's personality is Johnny Lipkin the drain?
Yeah.
Megan, you know, this is one family who's worked on adopting a drain. They have three drains now so far, maybe up to 5 or 6. Is this the kind of thing that you're looking for with this program?
Whether it's families or businesses or, you know, somebody who's lived in a neighborhood for a long time and has likely already been taking care of the drain, pretty much anybody who wants to get involved. And to speak to, you know, sort of one thing that came up, free labor for the Department of Public Works.
I had a feeling you might want to jump in on that.
You know, it is helpful to us. And the main thing is that we have so many drains and people sometimes don't realize the scope of all of our work. And we can't get to every drain. And so having citizens be a part of their infrastructure, just like the sort of divide that's happened between humans and nature, where we get disconnected and we kind of forget that we're all part of the city, we're all citizens, we're all, you know, citizens are part of government. And so this whole separation where everything is our job and nobody wants to pick up a shovel and kind of help us, we're trying to bring us all back together as a team. And that's really what initiatives like this are about, getting people involved, reminding them that there's not just infrastructure on the surface, but also subsurface, and that all of it has to keep working. Our sidewalks, our pipes, everything as a whole is what makes our city great and makes it function and hopefully prevents pollution from entering Lake Champlain.
Steve, does that resonate with you?
Yeah, very much so. It sort of reminded me of the Adopt a Highway and got us thinking, you know, maybe there's other ways that families and citizens of Burlington can get involved and, you know, maybe adopt a bike path and a section of the bike path or something like that. And maybe at the end of the day, it helps reduce our property taxes a little bit along the way. but yeah, the kids have really enjoyed it. And I know Ella had another idea about trying to get more kids involved.
What's your idea for that, Ella?
Well, maybe like tell my class about it or something. And we've been me and my brother have been telling our friends about it and like, yeah.
What do you want to do when you grow up? Do you know yet?
No.
So do you think that maybe going into something along the lines of what Megan does with stormwater could become a passion for you?
Maybe.
Of all of the things I do in my job, when I have cleaned drains, particularly when the road is flooded and all you have to do is remove the water, it is one of the single most satisfying things I've ever done in my job. I don't know what that says, but you really do feel like a hero when you've taken a street that's flooded and you're able to create the little vortex as things start to drain. And pretty much anybody else who I have helped do that has felt the same way. So I hope, Ella, I don't want your road to flood, but if it does, I want you to feel the joy of watching all of that water go where it's supposed to.
Well, Megan, Ella, Steve, thank you all for coming in, telling us a little bit about your participation in the City of Burlington's Adopt-A-Drain program. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.